Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. We ask, Lord, that you would allow us right now to come into your presence and that your Holy Spirit would be our teacher to show us what's here, what's good for us, how it would apply to us, Lord God, and to show us the things that you would have us to see. And we thank you now and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we stopped on 92. And ignore the 91 down below. That's not really 91. It's a typo. It says here, the book written by Enoch. And then this is inserted. It says, Enoch indeed wrote this complete doctrine of wisdom, which is praised of all men and a judge to all the world. Now that, I believe, is someone's insertion in to say, yeah, it's a good book, and, you know, to add on to what's there. But all it really says is the book written by Enoch. For all my children who shall dwell on the earth, for the future generations who shall observe uprightness and peace, let not your spirit be troubled on account of the times. Boy, is that poignant today. Don't let your spirits be troubled. For the holy and great one, God, has appointed days for all things. Everything's going to take place. And the righteous one shall arise from sleep and walk in the paths of righteous. Now, this is not righteous ones. This is the righteous one. He's going to arise from his sleep or his slumber. There are places where it talks about the Lord giving Israel over until the time of the end. When she comes back in his rebirth, then he moves again. I believe that's in reference to the Messiah. Sleep, and shall walk in the paths of righteousness, and all his path and conversation shall be eternal goodness and grace. Amen. He will be gracious to the righteous and give him eternal uprightness. And he will give him power so that he shall be endowed with goodness and he shall walk in eternal light. That's the grace that God gives us. That's what we talk about even today at church, that God will move for us. And sin shall perish in darkness forever, the backside of that, and shall no more be seen from that day forevermore. And now, my son Methuselah, call to me all thy brothers, and gather together to me all the sons of thy mother, for the word calls me, and the Spirit is poured out upon me, that I may show you everything that shall befall you forever. You know, this is an encouraging thing, because we know that the Holy Spirit calls, that the word of God, calls us and stirs us up inside, and he says, come on, get them, because I've got to talk to you. This is a constraint, I believe, that the Spirit wants to do. And thereupon, Methuselah went and summoned all his brothers and assembled his relatives, and he spake unto all, and he, being Enoch, spoke unto all the children of righteousness and said, hear, ye sons of Enoch, all the words of your father, and hearken aright to the voice of my mouth. For I exhort you and say unto you, beloved, love uprightness and walk therein. Draw not nigh to uprightness with a double heart, and associate not with those of a double heart. But walk in righteousness, my sons, and it shall guide you on good paths. And righteousness shall be your companion. For I know that violence must increase on the earth, and a great chastisement be executed on the earth, and all unrighteousness come to an end. Yea, it shall be cut off from its roots, and its whole structure be destroyed. What's the structure of all the unrighteousness of the world? Jesus says, love not the world, nor the things of the world. To love the world and the structure of this world is to be an enemy of God, and not to have anything to do with this world. This is the structure, the whole structure, the world system, we call it, the cosmos, will be destroyed. And this is the first time I think anyone ever says that. Its whole structure be destroyed. And unrighteousness shall again be consummated on the earth. It'll come to an end. And all the deeds of unrighteousness and of violence and transgression shall prevail in a twofold degree. It's going to get worse. And when sin and unrighteousness and blasphemy and violence and all kinds of deeds increase, and apostasy and transgression and uncleanness increase, a great chastisement shall come from heaven upon all these. And the Holy Lord will come forth with wrath and chastisement to execute judgment on earth. That's all Bible. That's all Bible that God says in the day of wrath, I will come with my Gabor and my mighty ones and with 10,000 of my saints to execute judgment upon all unrighteousness. In those days, violence shall be cut off from its roots. You know, so often people, we see them try and take some sort of policy to stop something. We want a policy of this. We want a policy of that. When the Lord comes back, this righteous one who comes back to execute judgment, it's going to be cut out at the roots. It's going to be like taking out the weed by digging up the root. And the roots of unrighteousness together with deceit, and they shall be destroyed from under heaven. This is not just a little thing. And all the idols of the heathen shall be abandoned, and temples burned with fire, and they shall remove them from the whole earth. And they, the heathen, shall be cast into the judgment of fire, and shall perish in wrath and in grievous judgment forever. And the righteous shall arise from their sleep, and wisdom shall arise and be given unto them. What does Daniel tell us? That those who the righteous sleep will arise from their sleep, some unto eternal judgment, but some shall shine as the stars in the resurrection. Here he says they're going to rise up and wisdom will be given to them. And after that, the roots of unrighteousness shall be cut off, and the sinners shall be destroyed by the sword. Shall it be cut off from the blasphemers in every place, and those who plan violence and those who commit blasphemy shall perish by the sword. And now I tell you, my sons, and show you the paths of righteousness and the paths of violence. Yea, I will show them to you again, that ye may know what will come to pass. And now hearken unto me, my sons, and walk in the paths of righteousness, and walk not in the paths of violence. For all who walk in the paths of unrighteousness shall perish forever. And after that, Enoch. Now, is there any questions, any comments? Pretty clear. I mean, it's like reading our own prophets or the book of Revelation. And after that, Enoch both gave and began to recount from the books. And Enoch said, concerning the children of righteousness, and concerning the elect of the world, and concerning the plant of uprightness, I will speak these things. Yes, I, Enoch, will declare them unto you, my sons, according to that which appeared to me in the heavenly vision, which I have known through the word of the holy angels, and have learnt from the heavenly tablets. This is also talked about in Daniel. Daniel talks about the tablets, the scriptures that are in heaven, and that what's written on them. And of course, we know in Revelation that the same thing happens, because we have books that are opened and scrolls that are opened. And Enoch began to recount from the books and said, I was born the seventh in the first week, while judgment and righteousness still endured. And after me there shall arise in the second week great wickedness, and deceit shall have sprung up. And in it there shall be the first end, and in it a man shall be saved. And after it is ended, unrighteousness shall grow up, and a law shall be made for the sinners. When you read that in its simplicity, it appears that the time of Enoch will pass away. A second, the great wickedness will come up. and there will be an end to the first. The first is going to end, and the second comes up, and in it man shall be saved, and after it is ended, unrighteousness shall grow up in the law, and the law is given, a law for sinners. That could be referring to the Levitical law that came after the flood, which was necessary. Pardon? Yeah, the first end. And after it's ended, and after that, in the third week, at its close, a man shall be elected as the plant of righteous judgment. This is a man, not any man. And his posterity shall become the plant of righteousness forevermore. And after that, in the fourth week, at its close, visions of the holy and righteous shall be seen, and a law for all generations, and an enclosure shall be made for them. And after that, in the fifth week, at its close, the house of glory and dominion shall be built forever. So we're moving on quite quickly from the way we understand things, from Scripture. And after that, in the sixth week, all who live shall be blinded, and the hearts of them shall godless forsake wisdom, and in it a man shall ascend. And at its close, the house of dominion shall be burnt with fire, and the whole race of the chosen root shall be dispersed. After that, in the seventh week, shall an apostate generation arise, and many shall be its deeds, and its deeds shall be apostate. And at its close shall be elected the elect righteous of the eternal plant of righteousness to receive sevenfold instruction concerning all of his creation. Whose creation? The plant of righteousness. We already know from what we've been reading that the elect one created all there was through an oath, through his word. That it was his word and his oath that he created everything there was. And now they're saying, this guy, this is his creation. It's just another word, basically, for the elect one, the Son of Man, etc. For who is there of all the children of men that is able to hear the voice of the Holy One without being troubled? Really? And who can think his thoughts? And who is there that can behold all the works of heaven? His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways, isn't it? Yeah, well, he knows that too. And how should there be one who could behold the heaven, and who is there that could understand the things of heaven, and see a soul or a spirit, and could tell thereof, and ascend and see all their ends, and think of them, or do like them? Or who is there of all the men that could know what is beneath, and the length of the earth, and to whom hath been shown the measure of all of them? He's describing someone that isn't just a man. Got to be. Or is there anyone who could discern the length of the heaven, and how great is the height upon which it is founded, and how great is the number of the stars, and where all the luminaries rest? After that, there shall be another, the eighth week, that of righteousness, and a sword shall be given to it, that a righteous judgment shall be executed on the oppressors, and sinners shall be delivered into the hand of the righteous, and its close shall acquire houses through their righteousness, and at its close they shall, and a house shall be built for the great King in glory forevermore. Now, some of this, you have to be a little careful, because here we're talking about the great King being built something forevermore, and what's going to last forever. Well, we know that the temple that's there when Jesus returns is not going to stay there forever. That it's going to be torn down. Even in Enoch it says it's going to be torn down. And it says the old house is taken away and a new house is put in its place. And there's a new heaven and a new earth. And what happens when we have a 1,000-year reign where the Lord himself reigns over this world with a rod of iron. It's not fun. We think of the millennium as this wonderful, wonderful time. And it is, because the curse is lifted. And the animals and the earth and everything, the curse is lifted. But the humans who go into that age, who are just like us, won't like. I mean, can you imagine having a dictator over you and you can't lie to him because you can't get away with anything? When they get their chance, they rebel. The Bible tells us that. That after 1,000 years, Satan is allowed to, for a short time, to come out and to deceive the nations. And in about 3 scriptures, we're told all of this, it looks like. We are told in about 3 scriptures that he lets him out, he deceives the world, Gog and Magog comes back, the sands of the sea, and they attack the saints in the Holy Land, and they're defeated. The biggest understatements of eternity are in those scriptures. I think that what we're reading here is an account that goes right past the millennium and right into the events of that time. See, that's why there's 10 of them, not just 7. And there are actually 10 weeks here and things that are going on beyond. And we're going into a place where things are built and they last forever. And all mankind shall look upon the path of uprightness. And after that, in the 9th week, the righteous judgment shall be revealed to the whole world. And all the works of the godless shall vanish from all the earth. And the world shall be written down for destruction. This is the world, not just men. Probably the earth. And after this, in the 10th week, in the 7th part, there shall be a great eternal judgment in which he shall execute vengeance amongst the angels. And the first heaven shall depart and pass away, and a new heaven shall appear. Now we're clear back in Revelation 12 into that last time. Amen? And all the powers of heaven shall give 7-fold light. And after that, there shall be many weeks without number forever, and shall be in goodness and righteousness, and sin shall be no more mentioned forever. That's 10 weeks. We always think of everything in sevens. We do, because that's where we're at. But it turns out that we're only a little over halfway through the plan of God, according to the scriptures, Revelations and others. And it appears, according to these weeks, we're only partially through it as well. Any questions, comments? Say again. There, I don't know if it's, I don't know if I could say that right off the top. This needs to be studied and studied closely to see if and when things take place. But I wouldn't think so. I think the 7th week would be the millennium from our point of view. We're sitting right now at 6,000 years from Adam. Okay, that's about where we're at. From the time of Adam, according to the Bible, we're at 6,000 years. And if we go into the millennium, it would be the 7th week. So I stand with Scripture in that. At the end. The seventh, well, yeah. It's either the events right at the very front of the 7th week or at the end of the 7th week. Because in both cases, it would fit. All right. Anything else? That question, just for the people who are listening on this video or on the audio portion of this, is she wanted to know if the 7th week or the 8th week would be the millennium. And my answer is, I don't know. Okay, we'll go on. All right, where did I stop? Okay, and now I say unto you, my sons, love righteousness and walk therein. For the paths of righteousness are worthy of exception, to accept them. But the paths of unrighteousness shall suddenly be destroyed and vanish. And to certain men of a generation shall the paths of violence and of death be revealed, that they shall behold themselves afar from them, and shall not follow them. And now I say unto you, the righteous walk not in the paths of wickedness, nor in the paths of death, and draw not nigh to them, lest you be destroyed. But seek. Now, by the way, this is a doctrine. This is a doctrine that even though your family and your heritage is Christian, if you choose not to be, you're not. If you choose not to do what you've been taught, then it doesn't matter. You will be judged for what you choose as an individual. You know, this is for the people who think, because my parents went to church, I'm saved. Oh, my parents are great people. They belong to me, and I was baptized as a child. But if you're choosing to do something that is contrary, that is unrighteous, it says, don't do them, lest you be destroyed. This is why Paul says, I don't want to be a castaway. Which should be the prayer of every saint. God, see us through. Help us to keep our eyes on you and to understand what it's all about and not to turn around and not to do things that we know is not right. Amen? Don't let us be castaways. But seek and choose for yourself righteousness and an elect life, and walk in the paths of peace, that you may live and prosper. And hold fast my words in the thoughts of your hearts, and suffer them not to be effaced from your hearts. That's what we're saying. For I know that sinners will tempt men to evilly entreat wisdom, so that no place may be found for her, and no manner of temptation may be diminished. Boy, know that it's got to happen. You've got to choose. Woe to those who build unrighteousness and oppression and lay deceit as a foundation, for they shall be suddenly overthrown, and they shall have no peace. Woe to those who build their houses with sin, for from all their foundations shall they be overthrown, and by the sword shall they fall. And those who acquire gold and silver in judgment suddenly shall perish. Woe to you, ye rich, for you have trusted in your riches, and from your riches shall ye depart, because ye have not remembered the Most High in the days of your riches, and ye have committed blasphemy and unrighteousness, and have become ready for the day of slaughter, and the day of darkness, and the day of the great judgment. This is the day that God talks about, the day of the Lord, the day of darkness. Thus I speak and declare unto you, he who hath created you will overthrow you, and for your fall there shall be no compassion, and your Creator will rejoice in your destruction. Oh God. And your righteousness and your righteous ones in those days shall be a reproach to the sinners and the godless. They won't appreciate it. They won't like you. If you're righteous and you say, no, I can't do that, they're going to get so mad at you. Oh, that mine eyes were a cloud of waters, that I might weep over you and pour down my tears as a cloud of waters, so that I might rest from my trouble of heart. Who has permitted you to practice reproaches and wickedness? And so judgment shall overtake you, sinners. Fear not the sinners, ye righteous, for again will the Lord deliver them into your hands, that ye may execute judgment upon them according to your desires. Woe to you who fumigate anathemas, which cannot be reversed. Healing shall therefore be far from you because of your sins. Woe to you who requite your neighbor with evil, for ye shall be requited according to your works. Woe to you, lying witnesses, unto those who weigh out injustice, for suddenly shall ye perish. Woe to you sinners, for ye persecute the righteous. For ye shall be delivered up and persecuted because of injustice, and heavy shall be its yoke upon you. Be hopeful, ye righteous, for suddenly shall... Does this remind you of the Proverbs and the Psalms of David? Yeah, it really does, because he does exactly the same thing. He says, boy, this is what they're doing, but I do this. This is what we do. This is how the contrast is. But they do this. And boy, I tell you, it really reminds me of that. Be hopeful, ye righteous, for suddenly shall the sinners perish before you. Wow. And ye shall have lordship over them according to your desires. And in the day of tribulation of the sinners, your children shall mount and rise as eagles. And higher than the vultures will be your nest. And ye shall ascend and enter the crevasses or crevices of the earth, and the clefts of the rock forever, as conies before the unrighteous. And the sirens shall sigh because of you and weep. The world's going to sit around and see God exalt his church and lift them up and mount up with wings as eagles. And all of this takes place, and they're going to stand there and go, oh my, what an error we have made. Wherefore, fear not, ye that have suffered. That's his people. For healing shall be your portion, amen. And a bright light shall enlighten you, amen. And the voice of the rest ye shall hear from heaven. God's going to speak into your situation. Woe unto you, ye sinners, for your riches make you appear like the righteous. But your hearts convict you of being sinners. And this fact shall be a testimony against you for a memorial of your evil deeds. Who knows the heart? The Lord knows the heart. No one else. It has to be only the Lord can say, this is what you were thinking. Nobody else can. Woe to you who devour the finest of the wheat and drink the wine in large bowls and tread underfoot the lowly with your might. The arrogant. Sorry, I added that. And now let us do what we purposed, for we have gathered silver. Hey, we're rich. And many are the husbandmen in our houses. And our granaries are full with water, as with water. Yea. Pardon? Is there a different page? I skipped a page? It read fine to me. Woe to you who drink water from every fountain. Does that sound better? Okay. We'll get to the other one in a minute. For suddenly, I took two pages. For suddenly shall ye be consumed and wither away because ye have forsaken the fountain of life. Woe unto you who work unrighteousness and deceit and blasphemy. It shall be a memorial against you for evil. Woe to you, ye mighty, who in might oppress the righteous. For the day of your destruction is coming. In those days, many and good days shall come to the righteous in the day of your judgment. There's a contrast. What? 2:20. Okay. Believe ye righteousness. Believe ye righteous. That sounds better. That the sinners will become a shame and a perish in the day of unrighteousness. Be it known unto you, ye sinners, that the Most High is mindful of your destruction, and that the angels of heaven rejoice over your destruction. Yikes! What will ye do, ye sinners, and whither will ye flee on the day of judgment, when you hear the voice of the prayer of the righteous? Yea, ye shall fare like unto them, against whom this word shall be a testimony. Ye have been companions of sinners. That's what you're going to hear. And in those days, the prayer of the righteous shall reach unto the Lord, and for your days of your judgment shall come, and all the words of your unrighteousness shall be read out before the great Holy One, and your faces shall be covered with shame. That's the day of judgment. You know, we hide everything. We hide everything, and we think with time nothing's ever going to come out. It's been forgotten. I've forgotten it. People have done things, gone places, said things, acted certain ways, and with time they forget. It doesn't happen. And he will reject every work that is grounded on unrighteousness. Woe to you, ye sinners, who live in the mid-ocean and on the dry land, whose remembrance is evil against you. Woe to you who acquire silver and gold in unrighteousness and say, we have become rich with riches and have possessions and have acquired everything we have desired. And now let us do as we supposed, for we have gathered silver. And many are the husbandmen of our house, etc. Down to 98. We just read this. You want me to read it again? And many are the husbandmen in our houses, and our granaries are brim full with water. Yea, like water, your lies shall flow away, and your riches shall not abide, but speedily ascend from you. And for ye have acquired it all in unrighteousness, and ye shall be given over to a great curse. Okay, at 98, we'll take a break, have some cake, and come back here in a few minutes, and we'll finish it up. Okay? Praise the Lord. Okay, 98. Everybody there? And now I swear unto you, to the wise and to the foolish, for ye have manifold experiences on the earth. For ye men shall put on more adornments than a woman. Ouch. And colored garments more than a virgin. In royalty and in grandeur and in power and in silver and in gold and in purple and in splendor and in food, they shall be poured out as water. That's what the world is going to look like. Don't watch TV if you don't want to see this. I saw a thing, it was on the news, and it was an advertisement for a show called Thanksgiving at the White House. And here are all the people, including the First Lady, and they're all up there dancing in the White House and having a party. And I told Linda, I said, all I can see is the handwriting on the wall. That while Belshazzar and then they all partied in the palace, the Medes came up and were ready to walk in. And it was a peaceful takeover. He said, handwriting, you've been found wanting. Get out of the way. And it was over with, just like that. And then I saw all these people at the White House. Here's what's going on with ISIS and all the things. And people are being slaughtered and people are being martyred. And all of this stuff is going on around the world. In our White House, they're having a party. And oh, I just praise the Lord. Therefore, shall they be wanting in doctrine and wisdom. For they shall perish thereby together with their possessions. And with all their glory and their splendor, and in shame and in slaughter and in great destitution, their spirits shall be cast into the furnace of fire. Who? I have sworn unto you, ye sinners, as a mountain has not become a slave, a hill does not become the handmaid of a woman, even so sin has not been set upon the earth, but man of himself has created it, and under a great curse shall they fall who commit it. And barrenness has not been given to the woman, but on account of the deeds of her own hands, she dies without children. That's heavy stuff. What this is saying is that there is a consequence for sin, and you're in it because you chose it. Because sin, you're not going to sin until you say you've done it. Now we know that all men are unrighteous. There's none righteous before God. And this book that we're reading here said the same thing. Therefore, we have to have forgiveness, and we have to have a deliverance, and we have to have an atonement. But it is there for us. Amen? And barrenness has not been given to a woman. Because I have sworn unto you, ye sinners, by the Holy Great One, that all your evil deeds are revealed in the heavens. and that none of your deeds of oppression are covered and hidden. And do not think in your spirit, nor say in your heart, that ye do not know, that ye do not see, that every sin is every day recorded in heaven, in the presence of the Most High. From henceforth ye know that all your oppression wherewith ye oppress is written down every day till the day of your judgment. You're not getting away with anything. Woe to you, ye fools, for through your folly ye shall perish, and ye transgress against the wise. And so hap shall not be your portion. And now ye know that ye are prepared for the day of destruction. Wherefore, do not hope to live, ye sinners, but ye shall depart and die, for ye know no ransom. We have been ransomed, have we not? But the sinners, those who refuse God, those who say to talk to you, say, no way am I going to accept what you're saying. There's no ransom. For ye are prepared for the day of great judgment, for the day of tribulation and great shame for your spirits. Woe to you, ye obstinate of heart, who work wickedness and eat blood. Whence have ye good things to eat and to drink and be filled? From all the good things which the Lord the Most High hath placed in abundance on the earth. Therefore ye have no peace. Woe to you who love the deeds of unrighteousness. Wherefore do ye hope for good hap in yourselves? Know that ye have been delivered into the hands of the righteous, and they shall cut off your necks and slay you, and have no mercy upon you. Woe to you who rejoice in the tribulation. That's pretty heavy stuff. What we know from what we've been reading is that when they stand in heaven in the day of judgment, that the righteous will testify against them. Yeah, that guy killed me. Yes, that's the guy that did this. Yeah, he's a sexual offender. Yes, he did that. She did this. And of course, it's all been written down every day. Rejoice in the tribulation of the righteous, for no grave shall be dug for you. Woe to you who said it not, the words of the righteous, for ye shall have no hope of life. Woe to you who write down lying and godless words, for they write down their lies that men may hear them and act godlessly towards their neighbor. Therefore they shall have no peace, but die a sudden death. Woe to you who work godlessness and glory in lying and extol them. Ye shall perish, and no happy life shall be yours. Woe to them who pervert the words of uprightness and transgress the eternal law, and transform themselves into what they were not. They shall be trodden under foot upon the earth. And in those days make ready, ye righteous, to raise your prayers as a memorial, and place them as a testimony before the angels, that they may place the sin of the sinners for a memorial before the Most High. In those days the nations shall be stirred up, and the families of the nations shall rise on the day of destruction. And in those days the destitute shall go forth and carry off their children, and they shall abandon them, so that their children shall perish through them. Yea, and they shall abandon their children, even those that are suckling, and not return to them, and shall have no pity on their beloved ones. Depravity, people, is what's being described here. When people completely lose all track of reality and any kind of civility or goodness at all. And when is this happening? It's happening to the nations that are arising in the day of destruction, in the day of tribulation. At the front of this whole book we're reading right now, it says all of this is written for those upon whom the tribulation comes. And again, I swear unto you, ye sinners, that sin is prepared for a day of unceasing bloodshed. And they who worship stones and graven images of gold and silver and wood and stone and clay, and those who worship impure spirits and demons and all those kinds of idols, not according to knowledge, shall get no manner of help from them. Isaiah said the same thing. And they shall become godless by reason of the folly of their hearts, and their eyes shall be blinded through the fear of their hearts, and through visions in their dreams. Through these shall they become godless and fearful, for they shall have wrought all their work in a lie, and shall have worshipped a stone. Therefore, in an instant shall they perish. But in those days, same time, into the world, all they who accept the words of wisdom and understand them and observe the paths of the Most High and walk in the path of His righteousness and become not godless with the godless, for they shall be saved. Woe to you who spread evil to your neighbors, for ye shall be slain in hell, Sheol. Woe to you who make deceitful and false measures and who cause bitterness on the earth, for they shall thereby be consumed, utterly consumed. Woe to you who build your houses through the grievous toils of others, and all their building materials are the bricks and stones of sin. I tell you, they have no peace. Woe to them who reject the measure and eternal heritage of their fathers, and whose souls follow after idols, for they shall not have rest. Woe to them who work unrighteousness and help oppression, slay their neighbors until the day of the great judgment. For he shall cast down your glory, bring affliction on your hearts, and shall arouse his fierce indignation and destroy you with the sword. And all the holy and righteous shall remember your sins. And in those days, in one place, the fathers gathered together with their sons shall be smitten, and brothers one with another shall fall in death, till the streams flow with their blood. For a man shall not withhold his hand from slaying his sons and his sons' sons. And the sinner shall not withhold his hand from his honored brother. From dawn till sunset shall they slay one another. And the horse shall walk up to the breast in the blood of sinners, and the chariot shall be submerged in its height. Where have we heard that before? Yeah, he's talking the same thing. Anything different here. He's saying there's so many people being slaughtered. In those days, the angels shall descend in the secret places and gather together in one place all those who brought down sin, and the Most High will rise on that day of judgment to execute judgment amongst the sinners and over all the righteous and holy will he appoint guardians from amongst the holy angels to guard them as the apple of an eye. Look at the contrast there. He's appointing holy angels to be guardians over the righteous. God, let your holy angels be here over these people, O God, and guard us in this day and in this hour. In Jesus' name, let us, O God, be as unto you as the apple of your eye, until he makes an end of all wickedness and in all sin. And though the righteous sleep a long sleep, they have not to fear. There are those who have died a long time ago. And he's looking at him. He said, not to fear. And then the children of the earth shall see the wise in security, shall understand all the words of this book, and recognize that their riches shall not be able to save them, and in the overthrow of their sins in sore trouble. And therefore do they fear, because all their goodly possessions go upon the sea with them. And they have evil forebodings of heart, that the sea... I skipped a page. You know, I had a feeling. Woe to you sinners. I haven't read that before. What? Yeah. Woe to you sinners on the day of strong anguish. Is that the one? Yeah, you're right. It's stuck together. ye who afflict the righteous and burn them with fire, ye shall be requited according to your works. Woe to you, ye obstinate of heart, who watch in order to devise wickedness. Therefore shall fear come upon you, and there shall be none to help you. Woe to you, ye sinners, on account of the words of your mouth, and on account of the deeds of your hands, which your godlessness has wrought, in blazing flames, burning worse than hell, worse than fire, shall ye burn. And now know ye that from the angels he will inquire as to your deeds in heaven, from the sun and from the moon, from the stars, in reference to your sins, because upon the earth ye execute judgment on the righteous. Ye execute judgment on the righteous. And he will summons to testify against you every cloud and mist and dew and rain, for they shall all be withheld because of you from descending upon you, and they shall be mindful of your sins. You know, the scientists, I see it all the time on TV. Are we alone? Are we alone in this universe? No. You're not alone. The mist, the rain, the clouds, the earth, everything is watching you. We are not alone. Amen. And now give presence to the rain that you be, that it be not withheld from your from descending upon you, nor yet the dew, when it is received gold and silver from you, that it may descend, when the hoarfrost and the snow with their chilliness, and all the snowstorms with all their plagues fall upon you. In those days ye shall not be able to stand before him. Do all your pagan rituals. Offer all your offerings to the weather. It doesn't matter. I mean, that's what he said. Give your presents to the rain. Okay, observe. Let's see what time it is. Good, we got time. Observe the heaven, ye children of heaven, and every work of the Most High, and fear ye him, and work no evil in his presence. If he closes the windows of heaven and withholds the rain and the dew from descending upon the earth on your account, what will ye do then? And if he sends anger upon you because of your deeds, ye cannot petition him, for ye spake proud and insolent words against his righteousness. Therefore ye have no peace, and ye shall not, and see ye not the sailors of the ships, how their ships are tossed to and fro by the waves, and are shaken by the winds, and are in sore trouble. And therefore they fear, because of all the goodly possessions go upon the sea with them, and they have evil forebodings of heart, that the sea will swallow them, and they will perish therein. And not the entire sea and all its waters and all its movements, the work of the Most High, and has he not set limits to its doing, and confined it throughout by the sand? And at his reproof, it is afraid and dries up, and all its fish die, and all that is in it. But ye sinners that are on the earth, fear him not. Hast he not made the heaven and the earth, and all that is therein, who has given understanding and wisdom to everything that moves on the earth and the sea? Do not the sailors of the ships fear the sea? Yet sinners, fear not the Most High. I'm going to do one more set here. 102. In those days when he hath brought a grievous fire upon you, whither will you flee? And where will you find deliverance? And when he launches forth his word against you, will you not be affrighted in fear? And all the luminaries shall be affrighted with fear. And the earth shall be affrighted and trembled and be alarmed. And all the angels shall execute their commands and shall seek to hide themselves from the presence of the great glory. The angels are going to do what they're told, but then they're getting out of the way. They're going to do what they're told, and then they're going to run for cover because they don't want to be there. And the children of earth shall tremble and quake, and ye sinners shall be cursed forever, and ye shall have no peace. Fear not, ye souls of the righteous, and be hopeful, ye that have died in righteousness, and grieve not if your soul in Sheol has descended in grief when you died, that it was a hard death. And that in your life, your body fared not according to your goodness. But wait for the day of judgment of sinners, for that day of cursing and chastisement. And yet, when ye die, the sinners speak over you. As we die, so die the righteous. And what benefit do they reap with their deeds? Behold, even as we, so do they die in grief and darkness. And what have they more than we? From henceforth we are equal. For what will they receive, and what will they see forever? Behold, they too have died, and henceforth forever shall see no light. I tell you, ye sinners, ye are content to eat and drink, rob and sin, and strip men naked, and acquire wealth and see good days. Ye have seen the righteous, how their end falls out, and no manner of violence is found in them till their death. Nevertheless, they perish and become as though they had not been. And their spirits descend into Sheol in tribulation. Now, therefore, I swear unto you, the righteous, by the glory of the great and honored and mighty one in dominion, and by his greatness I swear to you, I know a mystery, and have seen the heavenly tablets, and have seen the holy books, and have found written therein and inscribed them regarding that all goodness and joy and glory are prepared for them, and written down for the spirits of those who have died in righteousness, and that the manifold good shall be given to them in recompense for your labors, and that your lot is abundant beyond the lot of all living, of the living. And the spirits of you who have died in righteousness shall live and rejoice, and their spirits shall not perish, nor their memorial before the face of the Great One unto all the generations of the world. Wherefore, no longer fear their contumely woe to you. That contumely means insulting language. They're going to insult you. It says, don't let it bother you. You're getting it all. You're going to have a place in heaven forever and ever. And God is answering your prayers. Woe to you, ye sinners, when ye have died, if ye die in wealth of your sins, and those who are like you, saying regarding you, blessed are the sinners, for they have seen all their days, and how they have died in prosperity and in wealth, and not seen tribulation at all, or murder in their life. And they have died in honor, and judgment hath not been executed on them in their life. They got away with it. Know ye that their souls will be made to descend into hell, Sheol. And they shall be wretched in their great tribulation, and into darkness and chains and burning fire, where there is a grievous judgment, shall your spirits enter. And the great judgment shall be for all generations of the world. Woe to you, for ye have no peace. You can't do this forever. In other words, it doesn't matter what age you live in. If you're a man born of woman, if you're a child of God or a child of Adam, age to age to age, it does not matter. All generations of the world, woe unto you, for ye have no peace. Say in regard to the righteous and good who are in life, in our troubled days we have toiled laboriously and experienced every trouble and met with much evil and been consumed and have become few with our spirit small. And we have been destroyed and have not any to help us, even with a word. We have been tortured and destroyed and not helped to see life from day to day. You ever felt like that? You know you have. There have been days when you just say, there isn't anybody going to encourage me today. This is it. We hoped to be the head and have become the tail. We have toiled laboriously and had no satisfaction in our toil. We have become the food of sinners and of the unrighteous. They have laid their yoke heavily upon us, and they have had dominion over us that hated us and smote us. And to them that hated us, We have bowed our neck, but they pitied us not. We desired to get away from them, that we might escape and be at rest, but found no place until we should flee and be safe from them. And our complained to the rulers in our tribulation, and cried against those who devoured us, but they did not attend to our cries, and would not hearken our voice. And they helped those who robbed us, and devoured us, and those who made us few. And they concealed their oppression, and they did not remove from us the yoke of those that devoured us and dispersed us and murdered us. And they concealed their murder and remembered not they'd lifted up their hands against us. They remembered not that they'd lifted up their hands against us. You know how quick humans forget? I study some of the stuff in the Middle East about the Assyrians and the Armenians and how they were nearly wiped out with a genocide. And when they come up now and say, this was a genocide, here's all our evidence, the Turks say, oh, we don't remember that. The Kurds say, we don't remember that. I'm sure it wasn't like that at all. We wouldn't do something like that. And they think by just denying the truth, they get away with it. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No, he couldn't describe our day any better, could he? He could not describe our day. And he also is describing the lot of the Jews. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then they agree with him and they hide things. And they say, nah, it didn't happen. Didn't happen. Now, this next set here, I'm not going to get into it, 104, but I want to read just the first two verses. I swear unto you that in heaven the angels remember you for good before the glory of the great one, and your names are written before the glory of the great one. Be hopeful, for aforetime ye were put to shame through ill and affliction, but now ye shall shine as the lights of heaven. Amen. And ye shall sign and by next week, same place, same time, bring food.